Not only has it been a fun football game, kind of a grudge thing, Notre Dame against Michigan fans, but also has been a fantastic fundraiser over the last 2 years, now heading to its third year of a flag football game, Sweat for CF flag football. Josh Engelhardt in the studio with us. What, over $15,000 you guys have
That's
raised?
That's right, yeah. Last year was phenomenal. First year we did about $6,000. Last year we did just over $9,000, I believe. So, okay. 2 years, you know, $15,000, phenomenal.
And you've been honored by the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation with the West Michigan's Finest Awards for both 2012-2013.
Yeah, 2012, Cystic Fibrosis Foundation introduced an award called West Michigan's Finest to people or organizations that have put forth an effort to raise money for the CF Foundation. Sweat for CF won the award the first year they offered it, and then last year we were actually notified after the event and everything that we won it again. So, okay. A big honor. I mean, it's been an amazing turnout, you know, the first 2 years, and we hope to duplicate it again for the third year.
Yeah, well, a tribute to the community, obviously, for coming behind
exactly.
this project. Obviously, one, a very personal project for you and your family.
That's right.
You lost your brother to CF, right?
That's right, yep. That's kind of where this all came about is, you know, me and my brother growing up in Fort Wayne, diehard Notre Dame fans, and having family that's diehard Michigan fans, it always made for an interesting game, and trying to think about what I could do to kind of, you know, honor his life, but still play a part in trying to fight for a cure for cystic fibrosis, and seemed like a pretty logical and good idea, and it's turned out to be one. So it's definitely been fun, and, you know, sadly, the Notre Dame-Michigan rivalry looks like in real life it'll be ending after this year, but maybe our game can still provide a little bit of that competitive stuff.
Keep it alive. You know, kind of like they did with the Coldwater Sturgis alumni football game a couple
exactly.
weeks ago. You
could exactly.
keep it alive here.
Exactly.
It's a little earlier than you've had in years past, right?
Right. Anyone that's attended the last 2 years has seen that weather's been kind of an issue. I made jokes, though, this year that this summer's been unseasonably cool, so watch it snow in September or something like that for everyone. So that's kind of the main reason is we wanted to see if we could get a little bit better, you know, weather and stuff like that. For the players, it's fine. You know, we're out there running around. We stay warm and stuff like that. It is football. But you look up in the stands and stuff, you see people with blankets and umbrellas and stuff like that. So,
so Sunday, September 14th, 3 o'clock at Coldwater High School. So how do you actually raise money through this then?
The players are the primary source. I mean, each player we give a stack of tickets to go out in the community. $5 a ticket. We also sell tickets to by either going to like Jimmy John's or something like that here in the community to where people can come and purchase the tickets from us. People that also can't make the game, if they still want to donate money to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation, they're more than welcome to do that. Checks can be made out to the Cystic Fibrosis Foundation directly. We just put all the money in one pot at the end of the event and basically send it off to the CF Foundation. Bake sale, that's been a huge success for us. First year when we did it, I think we did, you know, maybe couple hundred. Last year, I think doubled or tripled that. The people that show up for that, it's been, you know, phenomenal. And then, you know, anything that's left over that we don't sell, me and my family have, you know, treats for a couple days with coffee and stuff like that. So, but no, that's been an amazing attribute too to the event is the bake sale. So people that want to contribute to that as well. We have a Facebook page set up, Sweat for CF Flag Football, has all the updated information on there as well, where to send money, where we'll be selling tickets at and stuff like that. The player rosters, usually people can find someone on the roster that they know.
Yeah. Are your rosters set now?
Yeah, for the most part they are. A lot of the times what we find is, you know, coming to the event, if someone has to drop or something like that, it's pretty easy now to find a replacement. Yeah. But as of right now, yeah, we're pretty set.
But there are no academic scandals among your Notre Dame players or anything?
No, there isn't, Ken.
Not for the flag football team, anyway.
And if there was, we wouldn't stand for it as well. I like that.
Like I say, sometimes U of M doesn't have anything to talk about either.
I know.
So. Well, it should be just a lot of fun. And again, a Sunday afternoon. I'm not sure what the Lions are doing that day, but you know, why not check this out instead of the Lions if they are playing that day. So 3 o'clock, Sunday, September 14th. We'll talk more about it as we get a little closer to it. Third annual game. What a great fundraiser this is and a fun one, too. It's a co-ed flag football, the Sweat for CF flag football 2014, the purple game.
Yep, Purple is the awareness color for cystic fibrosis. I think people were thinking because this year being the first co-ed game with women involved, that's why we're making it the purple game. I said, no, it's not that. It's, you know, purple is the awareness color for the disease. And, you know, last year we did the Under the Lights theme, which was great. It was phenomenal. It was fun. But we've had women inquire about playing since the first year that we did it. So we had our first practice this last Sunday on the practice field, and we had some women show up, and it'll be a very strategic game, but it'll be fun. The women that are involved are highly competitive, so it's going to be very interesting to see how this plays out, but it'll be fun. I highly suggest people to come out and check it out.
Looking forward to it. Thanks, Josh.
Thank you, Ken.
Josh Englehart organizing this again, the Sweat for CF Flag football game, Sunday, September 14th.